Happy Tuesday. This is the Find the Green podcast with your host, Jason Rockhold, PGA Master Professional. And today we're going to play a little game. It's called Find the Bottleneck. Here's the intro. Great U.S. Open, good solid finish. Oh my God, how about Fleetwood shooting 63, just missing that putt for 62. Oh wow, what a great, great, great ending to that tournament. So today I want to talk a little bit about bottlenecks and how it can truly throw a wrench in the operation. Now, the golf course is generally seen by the outside public as just kind of a place where you go and hit the ball around and have a good time. But to those of us that are in the business, and you know this, that a golf course is truly a process. It's an operation where you are trying to get people from point A to point B, going through 18 holes, going through the turn, going through the bathroom, finding some golf balls, whatever it is that could potentially slow down the overall flow of the golf course is where we really see problems in the operation of a golf course. So here's my challenge. I want you to see your operation from brand new, fresh eyes. I want you to come in and plan to spend, you know, 3 or 4 hours really doing this, because I want you to understand what a customer goes through when they are at your operation. And that means everything from calling up in the morning to make sure that everything is okay tee time wise, if it hasn't rained or whatever, all the way till the final bit when they're on there, when they pull the cart up to drop the cart off at the end of the day and get in their car and drive away. What I want you to do is I want you to go through that experience with open eyes, because those of us that get into the business, and if you're going to work and you're behind the counter for 200 players, you tend to get kind of have the blinders on. So you kind of start to fade out some of these things that a brand new customer is going to see. You know, do you have a poster of a race car driver that is in the corner talking about the Daytona 500 that happened 4 months ago? Or do you have signs up that are advertising a tournament that happened a few weeks ago? When you come in at the turn, are you standing in line for 10 minutes waiting for your food? Do you have any way for somebody on the ninth tee to be able to contact your food and beverage and see if you can get that food made a little bit earlier? Logistically, is your golf course set up for a quick bathroom break, or is that something that requires them to go all the way in through the clubhouse to get something done with that? You know, there's a lot of different things that happen in the design of the golf course and the flow of the golf course that if you don't pay attention and you go on autopilot, you can slowly start to see deteriorate. So it's very important that you go in and see the operation through fresh eyes at least once or twice a month so that you can truly make sure that you are covering all your bases. Okay, so now we've kind of given you some examples of some areas that might have some problems. What I really want you to do is go through the process and find where these bottlenecks are. And that's what we call them, areas that slow people down. And then all of a sudden there's a gap in front, and then it starts to bog down behind. And if that happens, that's when you start to build and build and build, where you start to see nobody in front of that group, and you see four groups standing on the tee box behind them, really disappointed and starting to have negative feelings about the operation. If you can nip that in the bud through constant attention to the process that you have, then you're gonna see a lot more residual happiness out of your players. So I've gone over a couple things that may show that, and there are a few more that I really want you to think about. And they're like I said, they're blind spots. They're areas that you don't really pay attention to because you're there every day. But if you can go in there with a little bit of a checklist and a good idea of the areas that you need to pay attention to, you'll really start to see improvement in these areas. So let's start obviously with the golf course, really a major one, because that's where your players are going to spend about 4 hours of their round, hopefully about 3.5 hours of their round, but you know, it depends on the day, obviously. And also the major bottlenecks that tend to occur that aren't course bound are either the turn, where they're going in to either go to the restroom or get food or get some golf balls or get something that they forgot. Is there a way that you can adjust your service to speed up the process and make all of those golfers that have always stood behind and put up with the 5 hour rounds really start to get them a lot happier by turning those 5 hour rounds into 4.5 hours or even 4 hour rounds? So we'd love to hear the feedback on what happens. So please hit me up on Twitter at JRockGolf, or you can also contact me at jrockhold@pga.com. As we always say, I would get back to you with either a private message, or if it's a general question, it could be a topic for an upcoming podcast. So reach out. We are here to help, and we would love to help your operation see a lot better profitability through increasing the amount of rounds that you can get through, because you're only doing 4.5 hour rounds as opposed to 5.5 hour rounds. So, okay, so we've talked about the course, we've talked about the turn. Now we've got to talk a little bit about checking in. There are a lot of ways that you can make this check-in process go faster. There's a lot of technical ways that you can do it. There's a lot of technology that you can do. There's ways that you can utilize your starters for those at private clubs that basically do chargebacks where the starters can check them in. There's a lot of different processes that you can go to based on the style of golf course that you have. So really focus on how you can speed up your check-in, because that will allow your members or your players to come through and be able to have that be a nice smooth situation and not throw off the flow of the day. And lastly, one of the biggest bottlenecks that I ever see is when somebody's trying to figure out your golf course, where it is, how to get there, all the things that start the day off, or at the end of the day, when they get home, they never get any sort of connection or any sort of communication from the golf course showing the appreciation that they had for coming out and playing that golf course that day. Your online presence and your online processes are what really connect with those golfers when they are not on your course. So make sure that you have all of these things streamlined so that your customers can find out how to get to the golf course and have a way to give you feedback on their visit. Being able to have that connection with your customer will show how you feel about them, the importance that you have on them, and will get them to come back to your facility more frequently to increase your overall rounds. All right, so that's all we have for today. If you have any questions, like we said before, hit us up at JRockGolf on Twitter, or send me an email at jrockhold@pga.com, and we are happy to answer your questions. We love any sort of comments. We just want to get that conversation going and get some benchmarks out there so we can all create a much better golfing environment for our customers. So this has been Jason Rockhold, and we are very happy that you are listening. Have a great week. See you.